from KQED.
Beer, wine, and college students often make for a bad brew. Not at Cal Poly Pomona. There, alcohol and some drinking are part of the curriculum. Reporter Daniel Yuko has the story.
Four main ingredients to beer.
As students crowd into a Cal Poly Pomona lecture hall, Professor Owen Williams explains the painstaking process of roasting grains for a beer. Williams used campus-grown barley and hops for a limited-edition brew he's calling Bronco Brown. With a little help from Cal Poly Agriculture students, Williams brought the grains home to make an experimental batch.
During this process, this is so cool. This hours, it took hours to do this. But the whole house smelled like a brewery. It was awesome. Upstairs, downstairs, out front, out back. Everybody's, whoa, what's that smell?
Williams teaches a popular course at Cal Poly Pomona called Beer and Culture. Subjects range from brewing and tasting to beer history and food and beer pairing. Senior communications student Stephanie Greenstreet recently finished the beer class and is now moving on to the world of winemaking.
I also learned how to taste beer correctly, how to evaluate how it tastes on your palate, where to pick up tastes, how to smell the beer, and how to evaluate what region it might be from based on those flavors, color, taste, frequency, everything.
Back in the classroom, Williams goes over the origins of beer.
I wanted you to taste this beer, Pilsner Urquell. Urquell means the source.
Williams isn't the only Cal Poly Beermeister, but no one's taken it as far as senior hospitality student Ray Bishop. He took the class and is now collaborating with a Southern California brewery to create what he hopes will be the school's first official beer, Poly Nation.
I can't wait to get it out there. We're going to use as much Cal Poly influence as possible, whether it be the malt, the hands that are used to make the beer. It's going to be our beer.
Bishop hopes to sell the first beer in the Poly Nation brand, King John Lager, for around $5 a bottle at Cal Poly Pomona's student-run restaurant and market. Typically, universities shy away from doing anything that could be perceived as promoting student drinking. But that doesn't mean they avoid beer, wine, and spirits in the classroom. UC Davis offers renowned programs in both beer and wine. The Sierra Nevada Brewing Company helps support Chico State's brewing ventures. Michael Godfrey, the Associate Dean of Cal Poly Pomona's Hospitality College, launched the school's Beer and Culture course 10 years ago. He says it's a delicate balance.
The first lecture that we wrote into the course has to do with alcohol management and laws and alcohol content.
Professor Owen Williams says Cal Poly Pomona has a sober attitude about alcohol in the classroom. You have to be at least 21 to enroll in the Beer and Culture class. And while Williams encourages beer tasting in class, students are only allowed to imbibe in small quantities.
If you're caught drunk in my class in any level of inebriation, intoxicated, you're expelled and you get an immediate F with no chance of making it up.
Student Stephanie Greenstreet felt funny about drinking in class, but had to adjust her thinking.
Yeah, of course it's weird. It's kind of forbidden in school, right?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Professor Owen Williams and some friends gather at Cal Poly's restaurant to taste the Bronco Brown. Dean Godfrey weighs in.
I think that from a look standpoint, it's got great color. And while maybe just a little bit of cloudiness, generally a fairly clear beer, good head on it.
While the limited edition Bronco Brown isn't available to the public, student Ray Bishop plans to launch his King John Lager later this month. For the California Report, I'm Daniel Yuko in Pomona.
That's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director today is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is the technical producer. We had additional engineering by Danny Bringer, Paul Lancour, and Howard Gelman. Our interns are Caitlin Esch, Jennifer Bidas, Kelly Mahan, Julia Simon, and Tracy Sharman. We had voiceover help from Anthony Spears, Wayne Henry, and Robert Villegas. Gabriel Cohen is our online editor. The producers are Victoria Malione and Susie Racho. Our senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Juan Ha. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron.
an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of calqualitycare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com.